Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
A good old-fashioned Red Sox showdown, Rich.
I am ready for that.
Yes, sir.
It's a throwback.
This is.
We haven't had a lot of these in recent memory. They haven't had enough good players to do anything like this.
Now they have too many good players.
Do the Red Sox have too many good players? 617-779-7937. No, we've been asking, like, are the Red Sox back? I said this with Mego yesterday.
Like, they're back.
This to me is the Red Sox are back. Red Sox turmoil, players turning on one another, managers pissed at players on the team, ownership looking like clowns. Like, you felt good for 3 days, 4 days.
No.
What was it?
A few days.
Holiday weekend?
Yep. They signed Bregman, whenever that was. There's most of the week.
A week.
That was exciting.
Let's call it a week.
Yeah.
You felt good for a week.
And now this guy.
Vibes are good. World Series back on.
No,
Red Sox are back.
It's a problem.
They are. They're back to the 90s is what they are.
They have a little bit of an issue right now going on. Do you think third base gate is going to catch on? I'm trying to get that going, like a soft launch for third base gate.
Third base gate.
Yeah, third base gate.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can get that going.
Pop Goes the Weasel. A little third base reference. But yeah, Rafael Devers, that was sort of out of nowhere. I'm minding my own business, enjoying a President's Day. And next thing you know, Rafael Devers is like, yeah, I'm not moving off of third base.
Not
it's
happening.
My position.
Yeah.
I was like, what? You want a DH? No.
No?
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Like,
What about a trade? Haven't thought about it. That's not a no.
No, but he's like, maybe now I am.
Maybe I will put some thought into it. So an explosive day for the Red Sox yesterday.
Good Lord, though. Because it's funny how so many guys, Alex Bregman is one of them, and others across baseball have moved positions and have said, I'll do whatever is best for the team. Alex Rodriguez, I know people hate Alex Rodriguez, but he was one of the best players of a generation and was the best shortstop, maybe of all time. He moved positions. Jose Altuve is about to move positions. Xander Bogaerts moved positions last year. Seydon Rafaela moved positions every other game last year. Like, guys move positions all the time. And especially when you suck at it. Like, you are a bad defensive third baseman in the case of Rafael Devers.
Right.
You're not average. You're not Brooks Robinson. You're so far away from being a Gold Glover. You're like whatever the opposite of that would be. That's what you are. If they gave out a prize for the worst defensive third baseman or position group, that's what they should do. Maybe we'll do that.
That's
a
great
show,
idea.
We give away
like poop emojis.
The poop glove.
The poop glove.
We give away the poop gloves at the end of every year.
Trademark.
Poop gloves. Yeah.
Poop glove, trademark, Jones and Keefe.
That's us.
We have
that. So then we'll go around the diamond in the outfield, and we'll award the poop glove to whoever has the worst glove. And it happens to be Rafael Devers year in and year out of third base. And then this guy is going to put his foot down and be like, I'm not moving positions. It's like, we're not swapping you out for some scrub either. We're literally the guy who won the gold glove, better prize, last year. The team would be better. We're also not asking for any of the money back.
We're going to give you all $300-something million dollars of your contract.
Right. This isn't football.
Right.
Where they go to you and say, you're a DH now. No. We need some money back. You have 9 years left on a 10-year, $330 million contract.
Yeah.
You get your money either way.
Right.
So what's wrong with you?
I don't get it. And, like, to be a DH, especially for this franchise, like, not a slap in the face.
No.
Like, you're going to be now. The hope is the next David Ortiz, focused on hitting. You're a great hitter. Just do that. And not only are you a great hitter, but over the last few years, you've run into some nagging injuries, which were all caused in the field. We're going to eliminate that now. All you have to worry about is smacking the ball around. He's like, no, I got to play third. It's like, why? Nobody wants you to play third. You're the only person on planet Earth that wants you playing third. The pitchers sure as bleep don't. I can't imagine Alex Cora doesn't.
Nope.
Bregman doesn't. Everybody else, I'm sure Tristan Casas probably doesn't, trying to catch these airmail throws all the time.
So how big of an issue is it for the Red Sox? Like, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's a throwback.
It kind of could be.
How big of an issue? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number here on Jones and Keefe back together again after the President's Day holiday yesterday. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can watch there. You can chat there. Always a healthy conversation on Twitch, and watch along on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. The reason I ask how big of an issue it is, because I was at this point late in the show yesterday. I said, I'm more confident than ever that Bregman is your opening day third baseman.
Yeah, the fact that it's gotten to this point and the way it's played out, yeah.
And Devers has lost Cora on this. Like, I kind of assumed Cora was going to be aligned with Devers. And, you know, Cora has said throughout the offseason, Rafael Devers is our third baseman. When we talked to Craig Breslow months and months ago, Devers is our third baseman. And so the fact that Cora dug in his heels yesterday and took a few shots, I thought, at Rafael Devers, like, number one, there's a change in leadership here in Boston, which is a debatable quote, by the way.
No, I know, but
Chaim Bloom's gone.
Signed the contract, officially, he's not here.
Henry, Warner, yeah. Kennedy, Cora, like, those guys are all still here. So it's really scapegoating Chaim Bloom. It's really more of a shot at Chaim Bloom than anyone.
Yeah,
but I thought that was interesting. And his other line about, well, Rafi this time last year was talking about how he wanted free agents and how he wanted to bring in talent. Well, now we're bringing in talent.
Yeah. All right, bud.
And you won't move? Like, what do you mean? You just want to sign talent that's not at your position?
Yeah,
like,
right.
they're doing what you asked for a year ago on the picnic tables. You wanted talent. You wanted people here. And now you're going to cry because we're asking you to move from the position you suck at to help the team?
Bizarre.
So I'm more confident than ever that Bregman is your opening day third baseman. So I guess on that level, Keith, how big of an issue is it? Like, Devers can tuck tail and go to DH. I think that's where he's going to wind up. But is it going to be a problem? Is it going to be a thing all year where Devers stews about it and he's annoyed about it and now people are choosing sides within a clubhouse?
Yeah.
Like that to me is where you really potentially have a problem on the field. I think Bregman's your third baseman and Devers is your DH.
I wonder how many people would take Devers' side. I mean, they know Devers. They've been teammates with him longer. But by all accounts, Bregman's like the man. Right? Like, everybody seems to love him. Houston's going to miss him. This whole thing, like, he's going to come over. Plus, if you're a better defensive third baseman, like, all this stuff, most of these guys, whether they believe it or not, they at least do the team speak where they're like, I'm going to do whatever's best for the team. That's it.
That's what Bregman, I know you've alluded Bregman to this, but that's what Bregman did at his introductory press conference. Like, put me wherever.
But the other guys, same thing. I think Rafaela, even like Jaron Duran, I know it's a slight move, but he would ping pong between left field and center field. Right, he never was like, I need to play one position. Like, this is my position. Like, all these guys move around. I mean, Tristan Casas is like taking grounders at short and stuff. Like, there's all kinds. Like, these guys are willing to move, and it's just comical to me that the guy who is clearly your worst defensive player is the one who's so dug in about playing the spot. Funny text, and they're right. If it goes down the road of a trade, what team is going to say we're going to trade for Devers and keep him at third? Like, wouldn't the team that trades for him also move him up?
It's a great
point.
So, one that came up yesterday, is an interesting name that came up yesterday, and now there's reporting on Vladimir Guerrero today. His self-imposed deadline, which I don't think matters.
Yeah, I know.
But his self-imposed deadline of, like, I'm not going to talk contract with you anymore, came and went.
Right.
Your guy, who I think we're going to hear from later on in the show.
Who's that?
John Heyman.
Yeah, not my guy.
We're going to hear about his name.
Yeah, yeah.
In our tiers later on.
I don't think I can see his tweets.
Long tease.
Yep.
John Heyman said the Red Sox are the early favorites to land Vladdy Jr.
Nice.
Bob Nightingale.
Is Devers going to be okay with that, or is he going to be mad about it?
Well, Bob Nightingale said it's no secret Vladdy has told friends if he hits free agency, he'd love to play for the Red Sox. Awesome. Those are national reporters, some more reputable than others.
That's right.
Saying
some more sensitive than others.
Vladdy could go to the Red Sox. This idea came up yesterday on the text line. Would you swap Devers for Vladdy right now? Vladdy wants a new contract. Devers is upset. Vladdy could go to first.
Yeah.
Some of your logjam issues are resolved. Maybe Casas can move to DH.
You got to figure out Casas, yeah.
Oh, whatever. He can go to DH. Yeah. Screw him.
What if he doesn't want to? What if he puts his foot down and says no?
Then we trade him for some pitching. And so, like, ideas like that, is there any reason to trade Devers in the meantime to go after Vladdy Guerrero, who you might land in a year? Oh, by the way, Twitch chat made a good point yesterday. You could move Devers and Bregman could opt out. Like, Bregman could have a monster year at third base.
Yeah, Bregman's only here for 1 year,
guaranteed. You move Devers, you piss him off. He's upset, and now all of a sudden you don't even have a third baseman anymore. So there's all kinds of interesting offshoots and wrinkles with this story.
So one thing I don't do right now is trade Devers. Like, I know he's obnoxious, and it's not team first, and the whole thing.
You don't trade him just in a vacuum, but would you trade him for Vladdy?
Well, not if I'm going to get Vladdy next year and have them both in the lineup. If I have both guys, I would rather have both guys.
I see. You'd rather play it out.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So there are names I would trade. To answer your question in a roundabout way, there are names I would trade for Rafael Devers for.
I mean,
Otani drops out of the clouds.
He's not untradeable by any stretch.
But I'm not itching to trade him. Like, I'd rather even have him at third base and Bregman at second than not have him on the team. So ultimately, yeah. I'm in the same spot, but I don't know. He might force your hand on that one. Well, he didn't answer the question directly yesterday about whether or not he wants a trade.
No, okay. So I guess you have to sort of see how this situation plays out, and this is also why you pay Alex Cora so much. Like, Alex Cora is gonna have to figure this out with Devers. We kind of laugh about baseball managers, like, they don't even get to fill out the lineup anymore, but they do have to manage all these personalities for 9 months or however long the baseball season is. So I think if you're gonna be able to convince Devers to be the DH
and just and not hold a grudge against Bregman or the organization, I think that's going to be up to Cora. Now, if that can't be mended, then that's a different conversation, and then maybe you figure out what kind of trade appetite there is around the league for Rafael Devers. But right now, I'm trying to smooth it over with him. Again, I think we can all make fun of him. Feel free to make fun of him. But for the team, I think you got to keep him locked in. And I'm not going to trade somebody like him for Guerrero, who I might get next year anyway. Like, right. If they're willing to spend and you just add Guerrero to the team, I'd rather do that because they're set up right now to win.
Do you trust the Red Sox in free agency?
I don't. But okay. If he really likes them.
Okay, but maybe you could get him now and land him and work out the contract and like not. I mean, that would
be. But if he's going
to
be available.
That would be my argument to trade for Vladdy. Would be, do I trust the Red Sox to land, even if he wants to come here, I trust them to land him in free agency?
I mean, slightly more than I did a week ago after signing Bregman. You know, I know they kind of waited that out, and that's not one of these 8, 10, 12-year deals that Guerrero might want, but they at least got him. They at least got one of the better players in free agency. So I'll sort of wait and see, and then you also have more, you'll have more clarity on the whole Devers thing. Like, is Devers going to be here for the long term? Does he want to be here for the long term? Is he going to just, like, just go back to hitting. Like, you're a hitting machine. That's all we want you to do.
Do you think this is the kind of thing that blows over and he just goes to DH and ultimately he's okay with it? The name that I've seen brought up, Holly was on TV and said this last night, like John Valentin moved positions for Nomar and ultimately it blew over. Is this the kind of thing that comes to pass, or is this going to be an issue for the Red Sox all year? Can it derail things before they really even get started?
I mean, it's really just up to Devers, right? There's been so many guys, we just laid out a bunch of them that have changed positions. Remember the San Diego Padres had like 5 shortstops, then they like moved them all. Like Fernando Tatis went to the outfield, Bogarts went to second, Machado went to third, I think. Like they all did was sign shortstops, and then none of them played shortstop. So they all played. They all, you know, did their job and went out there and got their big contracts and moved along. So I think it definitely has a chance to kind of blow over, but it's just a matter of, like, he sounds really dug in right now, but can they kind of massage it? And then maybe he DHs a couple games. He's like, actually, this ain't really that bad. Because what do you think it's going to be
like? Wouldn't
you
think it would be awesome?
I think it would be great.
I would way rather DH.
Yes, especially when you have all these different shoulder issues. And also, what do you think it's going to be like?
Maybe that's where he gets all his cardio and that's what he's nervous about. He's like, without playing the field.
I mean, there's a chance.
I'm not going to get any cardio.
Well, like, we'll let you run out to third base, touch it, and come back. All right, every inning you can run out to third, come back to the dugout.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, it's a really strange thing, because you would think he would probably, it's not like you're like, hey, pick up a first baseman's glove and learn first base. I think there could be more of a pushback to that than just hit. We just want you to hit.
Yeah.
So
I think DH protects him. I think you get more offense out of him. I think there's a way to massage this, and you're right, it's up to Cora. There's a way to massage this and go, hey, Rafi, like, you're getting your money either way.
Yeah.
We don't think any less of you. This is better for the team. You can focus on hitting. There's not going to be any nagging injury. You're going to show up to the ballpark every day feeling great.
I would think so.
Your shoulder's not going to be bothering you because you fell over going after a loose ball, a ground ball that you didn't pick up anyways and make the play on. There's no embarrassment in the field that carries over to your next at bat. Like, I think there is a way to spin that too.
What do you think it's going to sound like at Fenway Park opening day? He boots a ball at third. Like, if he's playing third, you might be right. Maybe it ends up being Bregman. But let's say they cave to Devers, and he's playing there. I bet he boots a ball in the home series, the first home series. Something's going to happen. It's a play he can't get to or something. You think the crowd's going to be like, hey, hang in there, Rafi, keep your head up.
It's at least like an audible groan.
Yes.
And it might be booze.
I could see fans turning on him. If it's like a slow start and he's booting it around, like if the team's winning and he's hitting, then like I think people will look the other way. But when you have a much better option and you're making him play second base, you know, I think that's going to be tough for the fans to sort of just accept.
So you can jump in on this. Rafael Devers doesn't want to move off third base. Will he? How big of an issue is it for the Red Sox? Who do you think will be the opening day third baseman? I would wager on Bregman. Not that I think it's like a landslide.
Good point, that Twitch chat, too. I forgot all about Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is like the best defensive right fielder in baseball. Yeah. And they're like, we need you to play second. Actually, we need you to play short. He's like, okay, all right.
Well,
okay.
And this is different because he wasn't an established player, but like he moved positions coming into the big leagues.
Right.
He came up
right.
as an infielder.
Right.
They moved him to the outfield. But that is different than
but
an
even once
player.
He's like, he could just solidify himself as the best right fielder in baseball and be like, I don't want to keep moving around. They're like, no, we actually need you to play shortstop. And he's like,
second
okay.
base,
yeah.
shortstop, right. doesn't matter. And the guy is, again, like one of the best players
mm-hmm.
in the sport. A couple of
Shohei Ohtani pitches and hits.
Mike Trout announced yesterday he's going to right field permanently and
yep.
DHing.
Is that what Trout said?
Yeah, he's not going to play center anymore. He's going to right and he's going to DH.
Couple of texts
here. He plays
here.
More than 100 games.
617-779-7937. This is a good point, Keith. Red Sox already in need of a preseason pizza party to make Devers happy.
That's it.
Although that
may be a part of the problem.
Cauliflower pizza, maybe?
Yeah. Well, Greg Hill Show is going to Fenway South next week. Maybe they can bring the pizzas with them. Have a nice little get-together,
nice.
Some two-liter sodas.
Nice.
Some pizza.
There's also this one.
No, but this is pretty unanimous. I don't see anybody defending Devers.
No,
right?
not even Cora.
Nope, right.
Not even his manager. Forget the fan base, because the fan base
fans
already,
are fired up,
the
though.
Fan base already didn't want Devers at third once Bregman got signed. Everybody's like, yeah, Bregman should be the third baseman. Then he digs in his heels like this defiantly. He's like, no, I'm a third baseman.
But you can't.
I will not go to DH. Oh, trade? I hadn't thought about that. Maybe.
You can't get any group of people to agree on one thing.
True.
Yet. You're watching it yesterday sort of unfold, whether you were of the mind that the Red Sox were still going to miss the playoffs, or you were of the mind that they're going to like win the division and make a run at it, wherever you felt based on like the Crochet and Bregman signing, everybody's coming together on like, screw this guy.
Yeah, right.
What is he doing?
No, so you're probably right. If he's out there at third base,
I
would wager on him being the opening day third baseman, but he's out there at third base and boots a ball or airmails a throw, the fans would turn on him quick. This is a fair point. Red Sox made a mistake and managed years later to screw up Mookie, Xander, Devers. They clearly picked the wrong guy. Betts, we don't need to relitigate.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord with Betts.
But like,
I'd rather have Devers than Bogarts.
So I'm the same way. I agree with that.
He's a better player. Bogarts is the better leader. He's more accountable. Devers isn't accountable at all.
I don't think, right. Bogarts was more likable and more of a leader, like
but
you just
take a
said.
Look at what Bogarts did last year with San Diego.
I actually don't regret them losing Bogarts really whatsoever in that way. Like,
are you trying to trade him?
Yeah, if I only got one, I always was in favor of paying Devers over paying Bogarts.
Devers is a better player, but I'm telling you, Bogarts
hitter.
He's a better hitter. Yeah, he's a better hitter. But I mean, Bogarts, they signed him to a massive deal. They overpaid him, right? Because he was a free agent. Nobody wanted to give Bogarts that deal. But if they got to him sooner, I would have taken him. You kind of knew all along, like when they won the World Series and you had those young guys, Bogarts and Devers weren't going to be long-term shortstop third basemen. We kind of thought both of them were going to kind of phase out of it. Last year, Xander Bogarts hit. Do you want to take a guess how many dongs for Bogarts last year?
15.
11.
7!
11 home runs. So, like, I'm not losing sleep on moving him, but, like, the person and the leader, like, that thing, and it's one of the reasons why I think they prioritized Bregman. Is like they, after losing Bogarts the last couple of years, they didn't have anybody like that. And I think Bregman gives you some of that in the clubhouse.
Yeah. So would you rather have, to put it one way, would you rather have Bregman and Bogarts or Bregman and Devers? Even despite this latest fiasco, I still would rather have Devers. But you can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. We're not talking Red Sox all day long, but a healthy amount of Rafael Devers discussion on the show today. We'll get to Four Nations. I gave my mea culpa on Four Nations yesterday, Keith, but I can do it again later on the show today.
Holy smokes.
I mean, Saturday night was fun.
It was.
It's so USA. USA hockey.
USA.
Right when they get all the eyeballs on them to turn around and crap their pants like they did last night at TD Garden.
Hang in there.
They are set for a final against Canada. What's left of their roster that isn't hurt.
Oh, boy.
So we'll get into that coming up. We'll get into T. Higgins. Sounds like he's going to get franchised by the Bengals. T-tagged is how I like to refer to that.
You can't say that.
He's getting T-tagged.
Oh,
is that,
no.
Are we not allowed to say that?
It's like I'm playing Fortnite again. Not good.
So we'll get to that coming up. And we have Tier Tuesday with Rich Keefe.
Yes.
Can we spoil what's coming up in Tier Tuesday?
Yeah, let's tease it because maybe we'll get some more ideas.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch in the holster. This was, I think, was a Fitzy idea, but we're doing Keefe's Beefs.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All the people I got problems with.
Oh, good.
So basically, I've never thought of tiering them because it's like Chris Jericho's thing. You're either on the list or you're not on the
list.
It's
very binary.
So it's the people that
it's
are
all
on
ones
my
and
list.
Zeros. Yeah.
People are on my list.
Yeah.
Past and present alike.
Okay, good. So we get to Keefe's Beefs.
Yeah, Keefe's Beefs.
Coming up about an hour from now at 11:30. It's Tommy Curran at High Noon talking some Pats on the program. And, of course, we have Kiefer Madness at 12:45 as well. But we're starting with the Red Sox. Rafi Devers, 617-779-7937. How are the Red Sox not on top of this potential problem, and who do you blame for it? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.